welcome back to Stories from the 615.
We are back. I'm your host, Ace, who uses they, them pronouns.
I'm Maddie, the host, Maddie.
Yep.
That uses she, her.
There's also a lawnmower outside. I don't know their pronouns, but there is also the newest member of our team.
Lawnmower's pronouns.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't know what just happened. It's fine. So we have the newest member of our team, Maddie Labar, who uses she, her pronouns and is my wonderful girlfriend. Say hello.
Hello.
So we are going to ask her just some questions, because like anyone we add to kind of like the podcast crew, we just kind of, I don't know, we just kind of want to introduce them and let everybody get to know them and ask them, grill them on some questions. So yeah.
Yeah, because we want you guys to know like our team and what we're doing and everything.
Totally. The lawnmower has something to say.
The lawnmower in the like pavilion. I don't even know.
Pressed record.
I know. But anyway, we want you guys to kind of know what we do and what's going on. We want to be transparent and also welcome
and transparent.
What was that?
We were listening to Transparent Soul by Willow Smith the other day, yesterday, and Ace goes, "That's what I'll be when we have kids, a transparent."
Maddie about jumped out of the car. It's fine.
Yeah.
Also, they're sharing one mic because Ace didn't want to fight a black willow. Oh my
willow?
God.
Willow? Oh, ew. I don't know. Is that problematic?
Black widow, baby.
Yeah.
I used to love that song.
Me too, actually.
I'm gonna show you.
Oh, this is gonna be a great interview. No, I mean that sincerely. But yeah, I did not want to fight a gigantic ass spider that was also pregnant for my microphone, for our other microphone. So here we are. We are sharing this microphone.
I also don't talk a lot, so.
Yeah.
Like they share a life. They're sharing a microphone.
Fuck.
Why is that funny?
I don't know.
Oh, by the way, yeah, this is Ace's girlfriend.
Yes. Just because I talk a lot and she doesn't talk.
Opposites attract.
That's what I meant by sharing a life. It's just me talking all the time and her saying like,
well,
three words.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe one day.
Wow, cool.
Maybe one day she'll go deaf. I said maybe one day she'll go deaf.
And finally be able to hear me.
What?
Because I talk so loudly all the goddamn time.
You're not making any sense at all.
How would me being deaf make me hear you better?
This is not going well. Oh. Okay. We're just gonna ignore that.
Okay, so Maddie, tell every that damn
lawnmower. The lawnmower is interesting.
The new owl. Okay.
Fucking owl. We had an owl on a recording, and it was just us screaming at it.
Stop, what are you doing?
Anyways.
Oh, no.
What are you going to be doing for our podcast?
Yeah, explain a little bit on your role.
So I'm the bonus, Maddie. I am going to...
She's the bonus, Jonas.
I'm going to be helping with some...
That look translated over audio.
So yeah, I'll just be helping find some topics and research the topics and just helping with your material and stuff and whatnot, whatever else you want me to do.
Well, tell us. I'm trying to think of questions because it's hard because I know Maddie. But
I guess you want to like say how we met?
Okay.
Yeah.
So... we'd kind of known who each other were.
Yeah,
we knew of each other because Ace has a very distinct look.
wow.
And Belmont is a small campus, and we both went to Belmont.
Go Bruins!
Mm-hmm. And
go Bob's Bees.
Go massive debt.
Yeah. Shit.
So yeah, and then we kind of matched on some dating apps for a little bit, and then but deleted the apps. Because
not because of each other.
No, but because lesbians are brutal.
And we just both were over it.
Yeah. So we became Facebook friends because of the amount of times that we matched and stuff.
Also because I thought you were really cute.
Oh.
Genuinely.
And then I had seen on their Facebook that they like changed their hair and changed their pronouns and name and everything. And I was like, oh, cool. Like, that's awesome. They look so much happier and like so cute now. Aww. Not that you weren't cute before, but like,
wow.
Just your confidence was really cute and like the post and stuff. So fast forward to one summer after, it was right after you graduated, right?
It was. Yeah. Yeah. So after 2019 or in 2019.
Yeah. So I was living in this random apartment complex that I subleased. And
which you weren't supposed to.
I very illegally was living in.
Yeah.
And that threw me off.
I'm so sorry. I'm the worst.
So I was living in this random apartment for like 3 months, and I go home one day after visiting a friend, and I'm trying to get into the gate, and the gate's like, I know that it's really stupid because like I have, it took me a while to get the card like that opens the gate, and I know that like the number buttons, like they stick and then they lag, and then it's really hard to get in there if you don't have the card. So I was behind one car, and I look up because it's been taking a second, and it's a big red Jeep. And
bitch, it's me.
And there's a cute little redhead just frantically pressing buttons. And so I was like, okay, maybe I'll go through the other gate. But there were people behind me, so I was like, well, shit. So I get out of the car, and I'm like, okay, I'll just scan my ID. And so I scan the ID, and
I was panicking. I was shitting in my pants at this point.
And this person goes, oh my God, thank you so much. It was going to take me forever to get to the Bees. Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, it's fine.
In my mind, it's, yeah, it's fine. And I think this bitch hates me. I think she hates me. I'm sorry. She's not a bitch. Well, at the time, I was like scared because I was like, oh my God, people are going to scream at me. Like, I'm dumb. I can't figure this out.
Yeah, there was a long line of cars behind us, so that's why I was trying to be efficient. I'd just be like, yeah, it's fine. I'm not going to have a whole conversation with you. Go through the gate that I just opened. But then later I was thinking about it, and I was like, I think that was Ace, but I wasn't really sure because I hadn't seen them in person after they cut their hair and everything. And I was like, well, they're kind of cute. And then I was like, but that's kind of weird if I, like, reach out to them. But then I was like, you know what, screw it, like they'll either answer or they won't, like it's fine. So I just wrote out this Facebook message using all of my effort energy.
It was very forward. It was amazing.
Yay. And I was just like, hey, like I don't know if this was you, it's really awkward if it wasn't, but
the lawnmower would like some input.
But I just, like, was that you that I just opened the gate for in this apartment complex? Like, I thought the person looked familiar, so if it was you, like, hey. And then they're like, oh, yeah, it was me. Thank you so much. And I was like, yeah, like, I thought you were cute or something.
You said, I thought you were cute. Here's my number. Do what you want with that.
Ooh, I don't think spicy. That was all in the same message, but I think it was pretty early on because I was just like, I don't want to respond to Facebook messages, and if I'm gonna like,
oh yeah,
I was so like done with like getting to know people over random apps and just having the same conversations and then like being ghosted. So I was just like, okay, like if we're gonna do this, like you text me and then we'll figure it out. So yeah, then we just started talking.
We did. It was really funny because my friend was like trying to message for me at the time, and I was like, no. And I was taking two of my friends to get, I think snacks at Kroger because they were very high. And so they were like screaming in the back of my car. And so my friend, her name is Grace, and it's Joe and Grace. They're two of my best friends. I love them. And they literally were like, oh my God, this girl replied. She's cute. You should reply. And I was like, oh my God, guys, I'm literally in the middle of driving both of you to Kroger. Calm down. And she's like, well, I'm going to reply for you. And I was like, no. So I was like fighting over my phone. So that's what was happening the whole time when we were messaging.
Yep. Yep. Just one of those things where we were both like so over BS dating that we were just like, all right, like, screw it. Like, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. If not, like, it's not going to be a big deal. And then it happened, so.
It did. Yay. Here we are, a little over 2 years later, actually.
In my apartment.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It was just kind of funny because it was like a typical lesbian date that lasted 8 hours. And then we, on our second date.
Frothy monkey.
Half frothy monkey.
Did
which...
you get maple lattes and listen to Taylor Swift's Red album?
We should have. But we were both.
You can do it on November 19th.
Ooh.
Sorry. That's true. All I can think about.
Taylor Swift.
We were both like wearing similar outfits. I was like, oh my God, I'm in a red flannel. And she's like, I'm in a blue flannel. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, wow, this is interesting.
This is the gay agenda.
This is the gay agenda.
Summer, too. It was May.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was
God.
In the summer. I don't know. Yeah, I think it's just a lesbian thing where you just roll up the sleeves and look like lumberjacks. I think that's it.
But aren't you like sweating to death?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we were also both very nervous too. But I don't. Yeah. I think we ended up taking off the flannel.
Oh, whoa. We also got offered a kid on our second date.
No, it was the first date. It was at Frothy. This kid was like picking up all the rocks and stuff, and the parents were getting really annoyed, and they looked over at us and were like, hey, do you want a kid?
We're like, okay, well, thumbs up for like including the gays, but also this is our first date, question mark.
Yeah, we're just like, we're lesbians, but we're not ready for that.
Yeah, our first date was really sweet, actually. It was like very much like, okay, well, we're over first date bullshit of like, you shouldn't talk about this or you shouldn't talk about this. I was like, here's my traumas. And she was like, here's my traumas. And I was like, here's my mental illnesses. And she was like, here's my mental illnesses. And I was like, lit.
Yeah, we just talked about literally everything for like hours. And then I knew you were the one when you suggested that we move tables because you wanted me to be able to look at the dogs, like to see them better. The dogs that were passing by.
Yeah. Well, it was really sweet because she was like all excited about like her dog and everything and was like telling me about her dog. I know, I'm sorry. And who unfortunately passed not too long ago. But she was like talking about her dog and was like all excited. And I was like, oh my God, like she loves dogs. Like, why don't we go watch some dogs? Because we're sitting outside. So we're like, okay, might as well.
Yeah. One of my favorite places was the 12 South Frothy Monkey because yes. There's so many dogs and cute babies that are just walking past 24/7. And I thought, oh, if like there's a lag in conversation or anything, like, just point out a dog or point out a baby. So, which I ended up doing anyway and just interrupting the conversation.
Same though.
No, I miss living so close to 12 South. Like, I love just walking on 12 South, like getting coffee. But now the tourists have started taking it over.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah. It's way busier now than it was even 2 years ago. Yeah. So.
Yeah, but it was nice. It was just kind of one of those times where I was like, you know what? I don't know what I'm doing in my life. It's fine. But let's do this. Let's try it out. And here we are.
Yep.
Yay. Okay, yeah. I got a question.
Oh, okay.
About, no kidding. What's up? Not about you meeting.
No, totally random. I'm just teasing.
But, so Ace and I early on said what we wanted to do as our careers. Eventually, which mine's already changed since then. Woohoo! Anyway, what do you want to do? Because you went to Belmont for entertainment studies, right?
I did. I majored in entertainment industry studies and then minored in social justice, which is pretty much social work. But you can't call it social work without a specific set of skills that they don't do for minors. People minoring, not people under 18.
what? Fair.
No, I got
I would have thought about that too. I'm sorry.
You're welcome.
That's cool though.
So yeah, I am very passionate about mental health issues and also entertainment and how, because I was always one of those people that, like, TV shows and music and everything got me through a lot of my mental illness stuff. And I know it does that for a lot of people. But in turn, there are a lot of issues where the people providing us entertainment don't have the best, like, they aren't able to take care of their own mental health and stuff. So I definitely want to do something with that. I'm not quite sure how to get there or what the end game is, but I would love to work with, like, kids who are going into the entertainment industry just to, like, get them set off right and not be taken advantage of and all that jazz. And just because I also think that if we have healthier entertainers, they'll put out healthier messages for the people who are using entertainment to get through their own stuff. Like, it's a big cycle. So yeah, that's pretty much.
That's awesome. I feel like if our podcast ever did blow up, looking at listeners, please. Anyway, I feel like we could create like a nonprofit foundation that was kind of directly related, and you could be the head of it, which would be cool.
Yeah, there are there's a great nonprofit called Porter's Call, and they pretty much do mental health services for pretty much performers and songwriters in Nashville, but they're very small. I haven't really been able to get involved since I'm not like a mental health professional, but I have helped with some of their events. But there's not really anything that I found, at least in Nashville, that's tailored to the kids or young adults who are going into it. So even like college kids or college grads, like, I think could benefit from some mental health stuff.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of different places and just seeing a lot of my friends online just not really having a lot of those connections or a lot of, I mean, money is also a problem with insurance and things like that, not really covering a lot of great therapists, unfortunately. I mean, insurance does, it depends on who you can find, because some insurance can cover really great therapists and some don't. So it's a weird time. So yeah, I agree that even college graduates, like, anybody actually can benefit from therapy. I definitely agree with that, because I mean, we both, all three of us have been to therapy at some.
I went for 1 month online, but it's.
Yeah, I know. I feel bad. You had a bad time.
Well, not the second time I didn't. The first time I did.
Fair. Like, I saw a meme the other day. Of course, I mentioned a meme. That's like, what was it? It was like boomers. It's like whispers, she's going to therapy. And then it's like Gen Z, LOL, look at what my therapist said. Like, it's very much that way, where, like, I'm glad it's not as, like, stigmatized and it's not as, like, hush hush and not as taboo, but it still has, like, a while to go. I guess tell us, like, a little bit of your story. Tell us, like, where you're from, how you got to Nashville, for people who don't know you.
So I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. I came to Nashville to go to Belmont because it was the only place that I could find within driving distance of St. Louis that had any sort of, like, entertainment degree that I was interested in. I was originally music business, and then I realized I did not like a lot of business stuff. And then I realized that I could get an entertainment degree that was, like, a different type of degree, so I got to avoid all the, like, accounting and stuff like that, and statistics and stuff that I...
Good for you.
Yep. And I also just, I don't know what it was about, like, recording and stuff, but that just, like, scared me. Like, I had no interest in it. Like, but yeah, so I also took a class with Christy Williams, who teaches at Belmont. She teaches mental and emotional well-being, I think, in the entertainment industry. So I was like, oh, that's a thing. Like, that's really cool. It's like a small thing that's growing, but yeah. Then I was like, oh.
And she's the mom of Haley Williams, so she has kind of, like, personal experience.
Yeah, Haley Williams from Paramore. But yeah, so I was just like, oh, like, that's probably something that I, it's definitely something that I'm interested in. But yeah, I don't really know what I'm doing up until that point.
Fair.
yeah, I like working with kids. I like working with dogs. I don't like making ice cream.
oh, no.
Give a moment of silence for those of us who've worked in customer service. We need it.
Yeah, I saw two people from the milkshake parlor that you worked at. We're not going to drop the name because she doesn't deserve that press. But
yeah, it's not very...
It's not great.
It's not one for any kind of, you know, like stars or legends or anything. So
it's not legendary. So
I get in trouble. I don't work there anymore, but I still feel like I could get in trouble.
Yeah, anyway, so I saw two people from that now currently work there walk down the street as we were taking a break, and I literally looked out and I was like, wow, you poor things. I was like, you poor miserable souls.
Yeah, working anywhere near Broadway in customer service just is not my jam.
I don't think it's a lot of people. Like, it's bad how, like, terrible and how scary it can be.
Yeah, because you, like, at first you're like, oh, like, it's a great music business place. Like, it's a great entertainment place. It's great to be close to the center of everything. But then it's very unsafe. And it's very much a touristy place where people are very rude all the time. And
because they're on vacation.
All the time.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear that? Like, I worked.
Calories don't count outside your zip code.
Oh, not that, but I literally worked at something that rhymes with buckets downtown. And it's a restaurant.
Hi, please don't sue us. Maybe sponsor us, but don't sue us. You can sponsor us.
Yeah.
I don't know if that would be a great sponsorship, but anyway.
Their food's really good. But I would have so many people, I was a host, that would come in and say, give me your best table. I'm on vacation. I'm like, everyone in here is on vacation except for the people that are working right now.
Yeah, that's the first time I've heard this all week.
I have people who come up to me and I have an iPad because I run sound. And so I can
because
run sound
you're
on
a
the
cool
iPad.
Millennial Gen Z.
Oh, my God. And so the amount of times that people will say, hi, can I have a this, this and this? And can you close my tab? And I just look at them and I look at the iPad and I look at them and I say, what? And I'm like, hi, I'm sorry. Like, I'm not a host. Like, I'm sorry. I'm not a bartender. I'm an audio engineer. And they're like, I don't know what that means. And I'm like, you see this? I'm controlling the band. And they're like, oh, well, every other bar I've been to, and even the ones back home, they don't run sound on an iPad. And the managers have iPads. I said, do I look like a manager? So, yeah, even being in Printer's, I'm lucky I'm in Printer's Alley because I'm a little bit further away. But
I
still.
I was shook when we went to visit you for your birthday. And Printer's Alley is now like some hipster place. I was like,
it's crazy now.
What's going on? Because the last time I was in Printer's Alley, it was like, I'm going to get murdered if I don't sprint out of here in 2 seconds.
It used to be the red light district, probably 5 years ago, if I were to guess.
Yeah.
And so it's one of those things where like Bourbon Street has always been there. Mm-hmm. LOL, that's where I work. Sorry. That's where it's fine.
Well, I'm pretty sure.
I
accidentally actually outed you on those socials.
Oh,
no,
it's fine.
Actually, no, I didn't, because I said celebrating Ace's birthday. I didn't say that you were working.
I
Ace
actually
worked
love
at their
it.
Own birthday celebration. We all went and ate and drank, and Ace was working.
Okay, here's one of the things. I'm really, really rare in the fact that like I actually do legitimately enjoy my job. It's one of those things where I've gotten to that point and like I do enjoy it. So I didn't mind working like the early shift for my birthday. It was fine. Like, I was still able to have fun. I was, like, still able to, like, end the night early, like, that type of thing, which was really nice. And I'm super grateful for that. So I don't mind, like, dropping the name. They're actually a fantastic company.
The bar was really cool, too.
Yeah. It's a whole Mardi Gras theme bar. And so it's really cool. It's a lot of fun. We have, like, Mardi Gras in May. We, like, celebrate. We go all out for Mardi Gras, like, actual Mardi Gras. And then, like, I don't know. It's just a lot of fun. I really enjoy it. And I enjoy a lot of people I work with and just the atmosphere and stuff.
But yeah, I hope, you know, you all have gotten to know another Maddie. Okay, we got to come up with Maddie.
Oh, God.
L.
We got to figure this out.
Or wait, when you guys get married, who are you just keeping your own names?
We're not sure.
I'm just like putting you on the spot here on the podcast.
No, we thought about it before. We've talked about this before. It's not anything like concerning. We just don't know.
I think Ace LaBar sounds pretty cool.
That sounds badass.
Yeah.
Sounds cooler than Maddie Koontz or Madeline Koontz. Or, I mean, that's not bad. But
yeah.
We could literally be.
Neither are bad.
We could literally swap last names.
Oh, that would be fun.
That would be kind of funny. I don't know. I feel like Ace LaBar is like a private detective or something cooler than I am. I don't know.
But listen, Ace LaBar and Maddie Diamond host Stories from the 615.
How okay, cool. That's kind of fun, actually.
How cool. I was going to say, oh, we can call one of us Maddie L and Maddie G, but then I'm going to change my last name in a year.
True, you're going to get that D. So...
be Maddie Spade or something. Or what's the heart? Oh, I don't want to be hearts. Club.
Maddie Club. Maddie and the club.
No, I hate clubs.
Yeah.
I like play.
I like play sometimes. I have to be a certain.
I thought you meant as a last name.
No, I meant the club.
Yeah, the club. Yeah, you have to be a certain level of intoxicated but also aware when you're at play. So
play gets crazy quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've almost fought my ex a couple of times. So I kind of don't know.
I feel like if I were gay, I wouldn't enjoy it as much. If that makes it's a gay bar for those who don't know.
Yeah, it's a 18 plus gay bar.
That's why we all liked it though, because we got to go to a club.
We did. 18. And because we all didn't have fake IDs, but yeah. So yeah, I don't know. It was fun. I kind of enjoy it, but I have a lot of like trauma surrounding it now, which is great.
Yeah, play is great. They have awesome drag queens, and drag shows. And it's great to have a gay bar. But unfortunately, a lot of like touristy people or like creepy people like to come and watch the gays and be predatory. And I feel like that's gonna happen anywhere you go, but especially since it's like the gay center of like
it's really cringy. It's weird when straight men go to hit on women there. And oh my god, are you like, fucking stupid?
What are you expecting?
I had this guy, he was like super creepy, come up to me and be like, can I dance with you? And I was like, no. And then he was like, and then he got really pissed off and just like glowered over me for the rest, like for at least another 30 minutes until one of my friends like took me by the hand and was like dancing with me. And I was just like, what the fuck? But yeah, so it's that being said, they do have open drag nights. That is something that's really cool. Where you can like, if you're an up and coming like drag performer, I haven't done it yet. I've been wanting to, but just because COVID and all that. So yeah, so you can really start like getting a base there and like start getting a fan base, and it's a cool bar. I just happen to have a very shitty ex who goes there every single night. So yeah.
Yeah, we love play and are not bashing play in any way. If you're coming to Nashville, definitely visit play.
Yeah, totally.
We just don't care for some of the patrons, but that's not their fault.
It's not their fault. I have trauma. Yeah.
You definitely wear your freaking earbuds there. Oh, yeah. They blow their speakers out.
Yeah, they like to have the music really loud.
Yeah, that's a lot of places in Nashville. It's kind of a competition type thing, which is terrible.
True, that's another reason I refuse to work on Broadway. I like how we're introducing Maddie, but we're just shitting on Broadway.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm trying to think of other questions. I know you definitely love dogs.
Yeah.
What's your favorite type of dog?
I don't know. I love huskies. I just think they're hilarious and so pretty. I love it when they talk.
Yes.
I'm also semi-allergic to dogs, so I don't know if I could have a full-on husky, which is very sad for me. I almost said I take Zoloft. I do take Zoloft.
Zoloft hates me.
But I take Zyrtec for it.
Me too.
But yeah, I am also fascinated by corgis. When I was in LA for a semester, there was a whole corgi beach day at, I think it was Huntington Beach. And it was amazing. They had a costume contest and like so much corgi merch. And I wasn't even like a full on corgi person. Like I thought they were really cute, but now I like corgis a lot more.
They just like have so much personality for such a little body.
Yeah.
They're such little loaves with big ears. But yeah, I definitely like mixes, obviously. My dog soulmate was a white German Shepherd slash probably Husky mix with probably a little bit of Chow and stuff. And she was amazing.
She was such a Husky. Like, oh my God, she would do what they call the dinosaur face and just be like, ah! Like.
Yeah, she had Husky sass where she wouldn't like talk a lot, but she would like open her mouth and kind of yell at you, but like silently. I don't know.
She would just like make faces at you. Like there's a video, I think I posted it either like on Instagram or somewhere, where like we love SpongeBob. All three of us love SpongeBob.
Yes.
And we make references a lot. And one thing that Maddie and I would do is we'd say, "You want some hoopla?" And like we would just be like, "Cinnamon, come here, come here." And she'd like look at us and like think we have a treat or something. Sorry, June. I think we have a treat or something. And Maddie, Diamond's dog, is on the couch with us. But anyway, she's passed out though. So we would close our hands and like act like we have a treat or something and be like, "Do you want some hoopla?"
You would mostly do that to me.
True. She enjoyed it though. She would throw her head back and like have so much sass. It was really cute. Or like I'd make her shake a bunch of times. So I'd be like, "Give me the paw. Give me your paw. Give me your paw." And she'd like get so mad and then throw her feet on the ground when she was sitting. It was really sweet.
Yeah. She was a good doggo, RIP.
She was a great dog.
Yeah. But yeah, I definitely, I love unique mixes and stuff.
Yep.
I'm trying to think what else. What is your social media handles?
She's like, "I don't know.
I don't know. Don't follow me." Wait, what did you say? Said, "I don't know. Don't follow me." Embarrassing.
No, you're not. You're cute.
I don't have professional social media.
I don't either. Yeah, I kind of do, but.
My Twitter handle is Mads Loves Dogs.
Yep. Oh yeah.
And then let's see, my Instagram.
That was on Twitter.
Oh, you said Twitter. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
I just realized when I burped out loud that we were recording, and I was like, "I'll just cut this out." And then I realized the camera was still recording. It's great.
I very rarely post on Instagram, but it's just my first name, last name, Madeline Labar. What other social media is there?
Your social security?
No. Five. No.
Oh. Your address.
That'd be your address too.
Fuck.
It's gonna be your studio address too.
Oh yeah, that's a good point. Oh. Anyway, and yes, we do live together. All of our neighbors were like, "Oh my God, you live together. Why aren't you married?" And we're like, "I don't know." We just have a house and live together.
We have lived together since before our 2-month anniversary.
We have. A lot of people don't know that. We did the lesbian thing.
I remember that.
Oh, man.
Yeah. We were very aware of what was like, of that it could end up to not be a good idea.
We kind of sat down and like we also made a lot of guidelines for dating because again we were just like so over the bullshit of like we're talking or like whatever that is where it's like
so you just went straight into moving in together.
We did. We said fuck it. No.
We got a 2-bedroom apartment just in case.
Yeah, so we got a 2-bedroom and like one of the things that like we promised each other and like still to this day we literally looked at each other and we're like, "Hey, you know what? If you're not feeling it anymore, just say something." Like, obviously that sounds like sad. That sounds like callous, but it's one of those things.
Just tell me though, then just act like it.
Or just like go out and cheat because that's like so stupid.
Because that's how you get 3 out of 4 tires slash so insurance doesn't cover it.
I love how you just know that.
Noted.
Whoa, wait. Not my Jeep.
Just in case.
I'm just kidding.
But yeah, it's the absolute worst to have somebody tell you that they like love you and all that stuff and then turn around and be like, "Oh, I haven't loved you for a long time." Like, it's so psychologically, it messes with you and it's not.
I've had it happen to me.
I've had it happen to me too and it sucks. And then you're like, well,
so traumatizing.
Is nobody ever gonna love me? me? Like, what? How do I believe anybody when they tell me they love me? Like, so just no lies is something that we have set.
Yeah.
If you like think somebody is what?
What?
I said that triggered me and then I was
I'm
like,
so sorry.
No, I'm kidding. I don't even care like, anymore.
Just general rule of thumb. If you think something is going to hurt somebody's feelings, it's going to hurt their feelings a lot more if you act like some like the opposite. And then later, because they're going to find out eventually. Yeah. Like, tell them before you string them along.
I do feel bad because sometimes I'll like plan something or we'll have a surprise or something like that. And she'll just be like, what? What's wrong? What's going on? What's wrong? What's wrong? And I'm like, nothing. And then now I'm just like, here's your present. She's like, God damn it. I feel bad.
I'm
but
with her, though. I hate surprises. I know you do.
I do, too. It's fine.
I hate it. I'm like, what's going on?
Well, you tell me, like, I have a surprise for you. Like, you're not usually secretive.
Well, if I'm like, no, I'm terrible at keeping secrets in that way. But, like, if
in
I'm
that
like...
way.
Well, I'm like good at keeping like other people's secrets or like things they tell me. Like, okay. I'm not going to tell anybody, but no, it's like I'm terrible at keeping surprises. I'm terrible at keeping presents. Like, I want to give it to the person right then. Maddie knows this very well. Yeah. And like, I'll get something a month before her birthday and I'll be like, happy birthday. And she's like, what the fuck? Why? But well, it's one of those things where like, even if I start planning a surprise or if I even start planning something, she'll kind of be like, what's that look on your face? Why do you look scared? I'm like, I don't look scared. I'm literally just like, oh my God, I'm so excited for this, but how the fuck do I keep it from her? You know, that type of thing. But yeah, so we set a lot of like pretty stark boundaries when we first started dating and like did a lot of work in that way. Where we were just super open and kind of learned how to communicate with each other.
Yeah, I definitely, I'm not saying that I don't recommend people doing it because it went badly. I just like, it's not something that under any other circumstances we would have done or condoned doing.
Yeah. We're not like, wow. We're not like advertising, like saying like, I swallowed tea the wrong way. you just hear me dying in the background.
Wow.
What?
It started. You coughed and went, wow.
I didn't notice that I did that. Talking. That's so funny. Anyway, so it's one of those things where it's like, we're not advertising to do that. We're not saying it's a great idea to do it. It's just both of us really needed roommates. Like Maddie didn't know if she was going to stay here, if she was going to move back. But now we're like, okay, well, we don't really want to do like the whole long distance thing if we don't have to. And so.
I did not want to live in St. Louis ever again. And it was my goal to bring my dog down to Nashville to live with me because she had been staying with my mom, but she's my dog technically. And Ace had wanted a dog, and so it was like a perfect like
storm.
Yeah, but like just because like we knew that you didn't want to have a puppy. And so we were like, okay, like we'll start out with my dog and but there's a lot of apartments that don't allow dogs over 50 pounds and she was like 61 pounds which is very annoying or just like it's super expensive to have like
or like certain breeds which is like a bullshit regulation.
Yeah, exactly. So it was just really hard for us to find places to live and both of our leases were ending and so we just set very adult guidelines, like a very mature adult guidelines, and it worked out.
Music industry professionals say, like, don't get, like, your either best friends involved in business or don't get, like, your significant others. But it's one of those rare moments where it's, like, I know I can trust you both the most, and it's, like, I know that we can also have very hard conversations. So, like, if there was something, and like also this has just been fun and like chill and it hasn't been like an actual like work environment.
Well, you and I have worked on multiple different projects together and it's always worked out.
Yeah.
And we had the same like creative vision for this podcast in particular. And then I've been hanging out at Ace's house more. So I'm getting to know Maddie more, which is fun. And I'm like, yeah, we can use all the help we can freaking get.
Yeah, and like Maddie actually is the one that approached us. This Maddie, my girlfriend, is the one that kind of approached us and was like, hey, I kind of want to do research, or I kind of want to be like a secretary in a way.
Well, it's pretty much your dad's idea. But oh, yeah. I also really like podcasts, and Ace doesn't really listen to podcasts.
What? I love podcasts. I'm like all about podcasts.
Ace doesn't have the attention span to listen to podcasts.
I could see that.
I have tried to get them into my podcasts, and they like those podcasts, but they listen to them like 15 minutes at a time.
Are you on medication for your ADHD?
whoa. No. I'm not. So we have tried that. We have tried. So when I was a kid.
You don't have to get into
it. No, it's fine. It's fine.
I was just
kidding.
When I was a kid. Like, you really went deep into it.
Well, I had like dysgraphia when I was a kid, which is literally code word for shitty handwriting. And they put me on.
Me too. Well, they didn't tell me that. But oh. I got made fun of by teachers, students, everyone. Same. How bad my handwriting was.
Same.
And then I had a band director teacher in my senior year tell me that he could tell I was a musician by my handwriting.
That's cute. I love that. But yeah, it's like, so you're getting childhood trauma part of it now. I'm just kidding. So it's one of those things where it's like I was put on Concerta, which is like a stimulant medication when I was a kid, and it had so many side effects that it was like not great, but I would focus on things for like 12 hours at a time. but now it's like I've tried non-stimulant medications, but it just makes me so fucking anxious.
It's not worth it.
Yeah, so like I have really bad anxiety, and I also have depression, ADHD, OCD, PTSD, all the D's. But no, God, I hope not. Maddie just went. Ugh.
Except for that.
True. But anyway, so it's like one of those things where it's like I've gotten my medication down so well now that it's like I just have to be focused on six different things to be able to focus. So like at my job, it's really great because I'll be running sound, I'll be running lights, and like also talking to people. So it's one of those things where it's like great for my job, and that's like how I'm able to focus. Like even right now, I'm like doing different things. I'm playing with the chair or like drinking my drink, or I'm like paying attention to like the recording or different stuff while I'm talking and bouncing my leg. But it's one of those things where it's like if I can focus on multiple things at once, then it's great. But yeah, no.
I guess, is r/ a podcast technically?
So I love listening to r/. I don't know what it is. So there's certain like YouTube things. What?
You like listening to very stressful things where people are complaining about things, which I think is because you've never worked in customer service.
Yes.
That you are able to enjoy it without it stressing you out.
I think
it's funny sometimes.
Yeah, it's funny certain times.
Though. You're definitely right.
Hey.
Like, I have to like get away from it. No, I mean, it's definitely entertaining if you don't have to deal with it every time you step through the doors at work.
Yeah, no. I don't know. It's one of those things where like I've had a lot of people come up to me, ask me questions, but it's not in a public service job. It's not like being a cashier or anything like that, or like working at a certain chain. I'm not going to.
You know what? They're getting better. And I've realized it's not the company. It's just my store.
Yeah, I could see that.
But my store is getting better because we got better management now.
Sweet. But yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, so I've had to do like, I guess, customer service jobs in the music industry where like I've had to like run different like things, or like I've had to do different things like that, but nothing that's like.
But you're not facing the public.
You haven't had to be an essential worker. Let's put it that way.
No. Well, no.
Until you have to see security escort somebody bringing out the toilet paper every day and people lining up like it's Black Friday.
See, I also love drama if I'm not involved in it.
Yeah, well, you're involved if you work there.
Yeah, fuck no. Fuck that. Absolutely not. See, I love getting involved. Like, not getting involved. Hello.
Anyway, podcasts that I like.
Sorry.
And the one that Ace kind of likes too, but it just takes a while to listen to a full episode. And That's Why We Drink is my favorite. It's true crime and paranormal. And they actually kind of, they have a little helper. Their assistant is called Eva. Their assistant. They have an assistant.
Eva. No, from Wally.
Named Eva, who like helps them out with a lot of stuff. And so that kind of gave me the idea to be this podcast, Eva, shout out. but yeah, I really like true crime podcasts, which is a very white girl thing to say.
It's because we prepare. So.
I'm also afraid. No.
Well, I'm very interested in psychology, and I also like to learn from people, like what not to do and what to be aware of and how to be not murdered.
So do you listen to Crime Junkie?
I do listen to Crime
Junkie.
I love
Crime Junkie.
Like part of my top three. So I think my top three are And That's Why We Drink, Morbid, and Crime Junkie. And then a very close fourth is 4D with Demi Lovato, obviously, because Demi Lovato is my soulmate. Sorry, Ace.
Also, this is kind of funny. This is a quick side. One of Maddie's friends was like, hey, I think you're a terrible lesbian because both people you love use they, them pronouns and are non-binary.
Yeah, I've always loved Demi Lovato. I even have a shirt that says Demi Lovato is my girlfriend from way back, which I didn't retire whenever I got an actual significant other. I'm only retiring now because, one, it's too small, and two, it's because Demi Lovato no longer refers to himself as a girl. Yeah.
I've also worn it a couple times just to mess with you. I mean, before announcing their pronouns.
Flattered.
Well, on the podcast talk, I can't believe you don't listen to podcasts.
Okay, let me clarify real quick. So here's the thing.
It's hard to listen through them sometimes.
It's that, and because like on YouTube, I'm able to kind of glance and either like read the words across the screen so I can understand what they're saying, or like I also like love to watch like feedback on the screen or things like that. I think because also my job is so like focused on like sound and audio aspect, where like I'm listening to somebody talk and I have to make them sound as clear as possible. And so it's one of those things where I think it's just like such an OCD thing where I'm like, oh my God, or I think like I'm working or something like that is my guess. I have no idea. I love watching r/. I love watching Observe, where this guy will go into like serious court cases or like serious things. Like he did one with Drake Bell the other day when he gave his, he gave his statement the victim gave her statement, and it was like an analysis of his facial expressions, and it was so fascinating.
You'd be a person that'd be a lot more likely to watch it.
Yes, see, I would 100% watch it, because
that's kind of why I want to start recording.
Same,
some of ours, like on video. But
I just love to see what people look like. I love to see like what people sound like, things like that. I don't know. I love just the visual feedback. I guess like I don't know why. Even though r/ isn't really like a visual thing, I don't know, it's weird.
See, I like listening to them because I can be like running or driving at work with like one earbud in, or I can be like cleaning the house and like I can do other things, which I want to shout out some of my favorites.
So, ooh, do it. Yeah,
Crime Junkie, like we said. Lucas and Jacob, the bro show. So Lucas Cruikshank, he was Fred.
Yes,
and he's,
that's from a very far back part of my memory.
It is, and he's still a YouTuber. Aww. But he's just himself, and he has a little brother named Jacob who's like 20, and they're both fucking hilarious. So Jacob also does his own, and they have a podcast together, and it's just random funny stuff.
Is he gay?
They're both gay.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
We're claiming so many people.
Funny though, because they just make fun of themselves and just say random shit all the time, and it just makes me laugh because they have a sense of humor that's kind of rare. Like, some people don't think they're funny at all, but and some people don't even know they're joking. They just think that they're really odd, but they're totally, like, joking. And then I also love the reality gays. I'm seeing a theme here. But they cover 90 Day Fiancé,
and that's my
favorite show.
Observe covered 90 Day Fiancé with Ed, or whatever the fuck his
Big
name
Ed.
Is.
Fuck Big Ed. He's a predator.
No. It's funny because he'll like be watching his like facial features and everything and facial like his emotions and stuff, and he'll be like, yeah, that wasn't a good idea. And it's like, it's just funny.
Yes, but the reality gays are funny. They're best friends from college. They're like in their 40s or 50s, and they just talk about reality shows, and they're really funny, and they like judge the people hard, and I love it. And then also What a Creep, which are two women in their 40s, and they talk about creeps from the past and present. So they like go through their whole story, who they are, like entertainment, why they're creepy, and they end each episode with a non-creep to make you have faith in the world.
That's cool.
And I love them.
I kind of love that. That reminds me of, have you ever heard of Mr. Nightmare?
Maybe.
He's on YouTube and he goes through like a lot of like, some of them are, you can tell are definitely true. Some of them are kind of questionable, but like you can go through and he just like reads them in the most like monotone type voice.
Oh, I could not
do well, that. It's not boring. So he'll like, he'll enunciate and that type of thing, but it's like you kind of more imagine the story as he's telling it to you. So it's like, I don't know. It's less about him and more about the story, if that makes sense. Okay. And like he'll edit together like clips and stuff like that to make it even like creepier.
Oh, okay. And then my probably favorite, which this might surprise. So it's the number one podcast in the entire
world. Is it ours?
World.
Oh, no, it's not.
No.
Is it Call Her Daddy?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Call Her Daddy. I love it so much.
I've never listened to it. I just know that it's like,
it's yeah,
a popular podcast.
It's the number one in the world, which is great because it's just run by one blonde woman. And amazing. It's like centered towards like women in their 20s. She's like 25, which is crazy because I thought she was older than me. And then it's like, oh, no, we're the same age. But she gives, you know, young women advice. And at first it kind of started out as like a very taboo podcast where they talk about like all these sexual things. That's not when I was as into it. But she still kind of jokes about that, but now it's like she interviews people like Miley Cyrus and just talks about like how to run a business and like how she got to be like the number one podcaster in the entire world. And
we also have listened to My Dad Wrote a Porno as well.
Oh my gosh, how could I forget that? I think it's because they haven't put out. It's been a while since I've heard that.
Belinda blinked.
That's amazing.
That was such a great idea for a podcast.
I love it. I'm
your
also the
accents make it 100% more funny. I don't know why.
I'm also the type of person where I can't listen to like public talk radio while I'm driving or like anything like that. I cannot listen to somebody talk while I'm driving.
Podcasts are not public talk.
Yeah.
I just mean
like freaking NPR.
Oh my God. No, I just mean somebody in general,
the podcasts
like
I
talking.
Listen to, except for like Crime Junkie, they're like screaming.
No,
and, like full vibe.
My grandpa will go on like 13-hour car rides and only listen to Rush Limbaugh. And it just. Like,
oh my God.
Remind me to never go on a car ride with your grandpa.
Sorry, grandpa. I had my AirPods in the whole time.
He doesn't listen to this. We're so liberal. I'm sorry. That was
if
mean.
He likes Rush Limbaugh. He sucks podcast. It's like two opposites.
Sorry, yep. What were you saying? That was it. It's just that I can't stand it. Like sometimes they'll go to like oldies, love songs, like love radio. Just, I think that's for my grandma. But then he'll switch back to Rush Limbaugh. I'm just like, God. Dude. My dad will listen to like, oh my God, it drives me crazy. Like baseball games and hockey games on the radio. And I'm just like, why is this fun for you? And then,
see, I feel that way about podcasts because I can't watch what's going on or I can't see what's happening.
What do you mean? Because they're just talking into a microphone. It's not like I don't get how you can listen to the body language podcast without watching their body language.
Because I watch it from time to time to see like what he's doing. I'll like glance down. He'll be like, oh yeah. I'll like look at what he's describing and then I'll like start working and then he'll be like, oh yeah, and this, and then I'll look down and be like,
this is your second podcast that you have created and you don't listen to podcasts.
Hey, whoa, excuse me. Yeah, that's also why it's so random as it is because I
you just like to talk.
I just scream. That's really
you just
it
like
yeah
to talk and you don't want to listen to anyone.
No, that's not. I'm just horrible at being able to talk and
except
not be in the conversation. I do. I think that's part of the other reason why. Because I'm sitting there
Ace
going, oh, I should have edited this. Or I'm like, oh, they should have edited this. I don't know. I think it's an OCD weird thing, but an ADH thing. Because I'm like, oh, what's that?
There are some times when I've listened to our podcast at work and I've started laughing so hard. And I'm not supposed to have an earbud in for like OSHA safety reasons. And I'm like laughing so hard I have to like leave the floor.
See, I
and
do
I'm, like I shouldn't be laughing this hard at myself.
See, I do genuinely laugh at it when I'm like listening back to it. Mm-hmm. Listening to our podcast and stuff like that. I don't know why. Like I do. I love laughing at myself. That's a thing. That's like.
It's because we're narcissistic. A big thing. That's why we start a podcast.
Yes. I don't know. I love also learning people's stories. I love talking to other people. Like that's one of my big things. And like also I'm horrible at sometimes when I'll have a conversation. Like we went to, I think it was like some store the other day And this girl was like, oh my God, I love your bag. And I just like started talking about my bag. But in my mind, I was like, do. Like my brain was just not even focused on the conversation.
I thought you were going to say the girl said, I love your podcast.
No.
I like getting random people that are like, oh yeah, I've heard of your podcast.
It's really random too.
I've never met you. Do you listen? Or have you only heard of it?
Here's the QR code to download all of C. No. But yeah, I'm just sitting there and I realized at the end of the conversation, I'm like, oh my God, thank you so much. It was so nice talking to you. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck I said for the past 15 minutes. I have no earthly idea.
It was kind of scary though, because it was like an actual you said like relevant things. I mean, sometimes you just don't know when to stop talking and like you don't know when the conversation is over and I want to walk away. No, I love you. Stop doing the why. This is not something that normally happens like this. I do the Macarena in the car all the time, but it's to music. I don't know where this. Oh, I don't need. Oh, but you say relevant stuff. Yeah, it was kind of scary because you were like telling her all about your bag and like how your sister got it for you and how she's not good at giving gifts. Sorry, Lindsay. But she...
I don't think Lindsay listens to
No.
I don't think anyone listens to our podcast. I'm kidding. There's some people that do.
There's like 15.
Anyone? There's more than 15.
No, I'm kidding.
There's 15 that listened in the first 2 days and y'all are my people. But eventually people listen.
But yeah, it's kind of scary because you had like a totally like relevant conversation and then we walked out the door and you were like, I don't even know what just happened. Like I was not in that conversation. And I was like, what do you mean you were in the conversation? You were talking so much.
Let's stop outing me.
You outed yourself.
I know, it is kind of funny.
Ace's fifth coming out story. Next episode.
Shit. Oh, yeah.
My transformation.
I think...
Episode 8.
I'm a transparent. No. I think it's just...
Did you
I don't...
like my butterfly graphic?
I did. It was really sweet. It was really cute, actually.
Thanks. I've been seeing a lot of butterflies lately.
Oh, including this guy.
Yeah. I just painted that. I've been very
it's
bored.
It's cute. I like it. I think it's just... my ADHD where I have to be focusing on more things than once. And also at my job, people will come up to me and be like, hi, can you give me this in-depth analysis of how much you like the soundboard and all of the graphics on it and all of this? And I'm just like, yeah, sure. So with this soundboard, and I just like have to be focused
Why
on the music.
People like that? You are not Google.
The amount of white men that will ask me a question and be like, you're wrong. And I'm like, bitch, I have a degree and I've been doing this for 2 years. No. Well, at the club for 2 or more years.
Also, if you think you know the right answer to the question and you're not willing to see another answer to that question, don't ask somebody the question.
I know. I have like, never gotten that.
That's true of most things.
At men, like, if you are not willing to admit that, like, if you're not willing to open your mind and see that there is not only your solution to something, like, don't. Don't ask somebody something just to tell them that they're wrong. Like, it's rude.
Anyway,
you all got to finally meet Maddie
and our dynamic a little bit more dating.
Yeah, we're happy to have her on the team.
Yeah, we're very lucky and I'm very excited,
and hopefully we'll see some awesome changes sometime soon. Woo-hoo. And she'll probably be back because I think eventually we want to do an episode with the significant others.
Oh, yeah. Get Brandon in here.
Oh, my God.
Maddie's like, thank God.
Brandon, he'll be good. I think he'll take time to warm up, but then I think he'll be good. My thing is, with that voice, there's going to be people coming after my man.
I'm from North Carolina. Sorry. I'm just kidding. I love him.
It's low and slow. My Indiana friends are like, oh my God, we just love listening to him talk. I'm like, you are married. Get out of the way, Rachel. <I'll call her
laughs> I give you shit because I love him. He's a sweetheart.
He doesn't hear his own accent. And I said, Brandon, I'm sorry.
What?
But when you talk, there's banjos that play in the background.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's cute.
He's a sweetheart. I just love giving him shit. I mean, my dad also doesn't hear his own accent, so.
Yeah, your dad. Your dad isn't as southern as Brandon.
He has an old Texas accent. Yeah, it sounds like this.
Yeah. You've lost yours.
I have. It's weird. My mom doesn't really have one either. I don't hear my mom's. Anyway. Yeah, Maddie's like, yeah. I have lost mine. I don't know how.
Your sister doesn't at all.
No.
How your sister does.
I mean, my sister purposely, like, trains herself not to talk like that. I don't know what happened to my accent. It's certain words I have an accent, like on accent.
Yeah, like
mine... You got gay, that's what it was.
I was no longer straight, so I lost my accent.
That makes no sense at all.
I was no longer straight and I lost my accent. That's what I meant to say. Wow.
Literally like that, what is like that healthcare commercial that was like, I used to know where all the best fishing holes were, but then I got diabetes.
I used to have a southern accent, but then I got diabetes. That is a real commercial that we have never seen again. We have seen it once. It's like Haley's comment. We've seen it once, but we'll never see it again. And I'm very annoyed because it's like, I knew it was like this, like,
I
man.
I tried to look up the company and I can't find it. It was like a Hulu ad one time. And it's so funny, but I have not been able to find it.
I've been like looking for it too and we can't find it. It's like we were watching TV one night and it's like this guy for like, it's for type 2 diabetes. And he's like in a boat and it's like this tiny little rowboat. And he's like throwing a fishing pole and he's like, I used to know where all the best fishing spots are. And then he turns to the camera and goes, that was before I got diabetes. And it's like, then it's just nothing.
And it's not like something like, oh, and then I had a heart attack or something that would actually prevent you from fishing or like doing the activities that you once did. It was, I used to know all about this fishing stuff. And then I got diabetes.
And then it was like,
your brain, so you don't know anymore?
I mean, it kind of, if you're older, it can. If you like leave your blood sugar unchecked for so long, it can like misfire your neurons, but like not enough to like be diagnosed. And then immediately you're like, oh shit, I don't know where I am. Like,
that's but called dementia. Not
it is, yeah.
Don't sue us.
We can't even find the fucking companies. I don't. But like, it doesn't even show you like if you have these side effects or like blah 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 blah. It's literally, that's just it. It just cuts to the company name and then that's it. And then it just goes black. And then it's the end of the commercial. And it's like, did he die? Did he find his fishing spot? Like, what the fuck?
I'm so mad because it was like on Hulu or maybe it was Lifetime when we were watching Dance Moms or something. but it was one of those things where you can't rewind the ads. You can't go back to it. And I was very upset.
We like looked for this ad for like at least a week and could not find it.
Anyway.
I know you're trying to wrap it up, and then we got on another tangent.
Diabetes!
Sorry. Oh my gosh. Don't make them deaf.
Have fun editing that.
We want to keep our listeners.
I'm kidding. Diabetes. Is that better?
For context, Ace has
I have type 1 diabetes.
So we're not just
we would
making...
not be making jokes about diabetes.
Yeah, I actually do have type
That's
1
Ace's
diabetes.
That's Ace's fun fact.
Yeah, when
I will never forget that. Oh, yeah, forgot.
Oh, my God. The amount of people that are like, you know, those patches don't work. And I look at them dead in the eyes and I go, I hope so. I'm a diabetic. And they just go, oh, shit. I hope it's working for your sake. I've had that conversation at least 4 times at my job. And then every time the bartenders forget that I have type 1 diabetes, they'll be like, what's on your arm? And I'm like, you've known this the whole time you've known me. Anyway, diabetes.
That's the summary.
I put it as my fun fact in college. I said it's not so fun, but it's a fact. And everybody was like, holy shit, do we laugh?
You have diabetes and that you were from Texas.
Yeah. That kind of sums me up.
I one time said that my fun fact was I didn't have a uvula. And I don't have a uvula. I got cut out on purpose, don't worry. But I got a lot of questions. I said this.
Maddie has a lot of questions right now.
Could you be a sword swallower easier with that?
Probably, but I'm clutching.
What type of sword?
I don't know. I was a theater kid in high school, and I went to this convention, and one of them, like, they had different workshops, and one of them was like a circus themed, that it, like, the presenter was a sword swallower, and he was like telling everybody the logistics of it, like having to like train your throat to like get past different gag reflexes, and then like it actually, you have to like move over your heart like a little bit, like you have to move it over to make room for the sword, and so that's always, I've never, it changed me forever. I've never forgotten it. It just comes back and haunts me sometimes. So that's the first thing that I thought of.
Well, a fun fact.
We have never talked about this, by the way.
A fun fact is the first time my little sister met Brandon, she said to him, of course my parents were not around or they would have smacked her. Well, they wouldn't have smacked her. They're not abusive, but she said, Maddie doesn't have a uvula or tonsils, so she doesn't have a gag reflex. Have fun with that. And she was like in the eighth grade.
Wow.
And I was like, Corinne.
I've only met your sister a couple times, but that checks out. That makes sense.
I love her.
Yep. Anyway, all right. Well, this has been a very random episode.
I know.
But it's been nice introducing you, honestly. And I hope it makes a lot more sense to people why we're together.
Why were they wondering?
I don't think they were wondering. It's just because we're both so ADHD.
Yep. I just noticed those lights.
Yeah.
Oh, I should have turned those
on. I saw the look on your face.
Good on the camera. It's fine.
Happy hour. Anyway.
You probably won't see me again because my social battery does not last this long.
Nope.
It'll just be, whenever you get Brandon in here, it'll just be us staring at each other and watching you guys talk.
Yeah.
Actually, though.
No, Brandon will roast me. A third of the episode yes. will just be him roasting the shit out of me.
I mean, we love roasting each other. We all three love roasting each other. So.
But his are always true.
Hers are true. She's pretty good at one-liners where it'll just be like dead silent and I'll be talking about something and she'll say something and I'm just like, God damn it.
That's what's funny. He's very sweet to me. I've never met a sweeter man. But he roasts the shit out of me and it's always warranted.
Same with her. Yep. Very true. Anyway, well, it's been nice getting to know you.
Yep. It's like our first date all over again.
Yikes. Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
Yikes.
I don't know. Yikes. I don't know.
Goodbye.
No, I'm kidding. Oh, I'm very happy.
Next episode, the reason teasing. That Ace ruined their relationship.
No!
With clips.
Maddie,
Maddie moved out.
Maddie's moving on.
Okay. That turned dark very fast. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you for listening. Y'all.